From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Florida legislature is considering three bills that would approve an industrial hemp program for the state of Florida. Among other things, the bill would finally bring legal clarity to the manufacturing and sale of CBD. The chemical is derived from the hemp plant and can already be found for sale across the state. CBD is often marketed as helping address health issues, although those claims have not been approved by the state or federal governments. Hemp is in the same cannabis plant family as marijuana and was recently legalized for production by the federal government. WLRN's Danny Rivero talked to Florida Commissioner of Agriculture Nikki Fried, who is championing some of this legislation.
How do you picture the outlook for Florida's hemp industry over the next 5-10 years?
Industrial revolution. I see industrial hemp as not only the cure for our environmental issues, it uses less water, less fertilizer, it's biodegradable, actually puts nutrients back into the soil, is something that's going to be just amazing for our environment, another opportunity for an alternative crop for so many of our farmers that have been suffering from the citrus greening and Hurricane Michael and Irma, as well as the unfair trade practices from NAFTA. I'm just really excited for industrial hemp to come to the state of Florida. It's really going to be something that's going to bring jobs here to our state, economy, looking at this to be a $20 to $30 billion industry in the next 5 to 10 years. That's money that gets to go to our state for education, for affordable housing, for infrastructure, and it really is going to be something that is going to change the face of our state.
So I've talked to the owners of several cannabis-based businesses here in South Florida over the last couple weeks, and they feel that industrial hemp could bring more young people back into the agricultural sector. Do you share that vision?
Yes, absolutely. You know, some of the things that we're seeing across the state is that this generation of agriculture, the farmers, are third, fourth, fifth generations, and they're struggling. They're struggling because of all the issues that are happening not only in the state but across the country and in D.C. So giving this next generation excitement, giving them the tools to be successful, and hemp is exciting. It's new. It's fresh. They are very concerned about the environment, and knowing that they can do something that's going to contribute to the environment and protect it, I think you're going to see a lot of the next generation coming back and wanting to be a part of agriculture.
So there's been a little bit of ambiguity about whether selling CBD products is legal or illegal in the state. Can you help clarify that a little bit for us in your own view?
The FDA has retained control over the CBD productions and for human and animal consumption. And this FDA has made it very clear and made statements that it is still illegal. And then unless your state has created a CBD program, you still are operating outside the law, and have said that they're going to look at this and try to create rules and regulations, but it may take 3 years. So in our own statutes here, it says under our criminal statutes, it defines what cannabis is, and it says any derivative of the cannabis plant. So technically, the hemp plant is still considered a definition of cannabis, which is why we are moving so hard and so fast to try to get the hemp legislation passed that creates a framework for both the industrial side as well as the human animal consumption side. I mean, we all have seen, you know, how people are using CBD, and it's such a fantastic option for so many patients and consumers out there. But there's also problems. There's a lot, because there's no regulations in place, a consumer doesn't know what they're buying. They don't know if it has CBD in it. They don't know if it has THC. The last thing we want is somebody to be buying a product, think that they're just taking pure CBD, be in a drug-free workplace, get tested and test positive for THC because there was THC in the products that they were buying. And in the same respect, having no CBD, that a patient's spending money thinking that they're going to get some relief and there's no CBD in it.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws has warned that your office will be sending cease and desist letters to CBD retailers in the state. Have you sent any of those letters, or can you tell us if something like that is in the works right now?
That is fake news. in fact, you know, like I have been saying from day one, once we create the program, there's going to be rules and regulations. And if you are not following those rules and regulations, then yes, law enforcement plus my office would be entitled to come in and say you must remove all these products that are not regulated, that are not part of the program, off of the shelves. There has been nothing bought from my office to test. There has been no cease and desist letters sent. There's been none that even been drafted. Again, I go back to why I want to press the bill so fast on the hemp side, because I want to make sure we get the program in place and get the bad actors out of our state.
That was Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried speaking with WLRN's Danny Rivero. And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.